Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Hey, yo, party people. Before we get into episode 77 of Arms House to Your Mum's House with our esteemed guest, Mongo, I just want to give the people listening a little warning. The sound isn't up to its usual standard. We only had one mic and there was three of us and we were outdoors and whatnot. There was, you know, we're in a park. You can hear Mongo's dog crunching on a bone, but that only happens for a minute or two. The sound is good though, so hopefully it's not too distracting. It's much better on the YouTube, so come over to YouTube and watch it there. But yeah, other than that, enjoy, man. Peace.
Yeah, okay, we're rolling.
We are live.
Yes, people.
Yeah, it
can. Welcome to Arms House, to your mother's yard.
Your mother's yard outside.
To your madre's yardage.
Big yard, Regis.
Give me another yardage.
Yeah. Slip your mum yardage. In her own yardage. Don't get me started.
I spit some garbage.
Just spit garbage. This man's looking. Don't want to get eaten.
Forward bacon and garbage.
By Carter.
That's carnage.
Yeah, carnage.
Yes, people, welcome to Arms House, to your mom's house with me, Mongo!
Mongo!
On my left is Amber.
Yeah.
To my right is Fiend. Over here is Carter the Bully.
Yes, Carter. He's not on camera, but I'm sure he'll pop
shooting
in a sec.
Postman's knuckles or something. I don't know what he's got.
Yo, we on a ride with my peeps by my side.
Not
my
behind
me. Residing on the north side of Regent's Park, where you find me. Now, for real, Mongo, I've been a fan of yours for a while.
No, I already told you. We don't have fans, we have fam.
Fam.
Yes.
You're right.
We embrace the M.
We have fam.
We do fan bully, we don't do fans.
That's true.
Like, if you're fanatic, I'm scared.
I'm a stan, son. No. Just like, you know, man, just incredible voice, incredible presence that you have, man. You know
what
I mean?
I appreciate that.
Incredible, man.
It's all a facade.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, though.
This is my favorite.
Is he good? Is he on? He's on screen, yeah?
We're all on.
But you can see Mongo.
Mongo.
He's a small man. You know what I mean? I'm just making sure.
All the music you can hear. For the people listening now, because we got people who just listen. We're outdoors, we're in a nice little, what do you call it, gazebo?
Well, it's a gazebo come fucking
shelter.
A creche? No, what do you call it?
A creche?
I don't know what a creche is.
Bring your youth! Yeah, bring the youth!
Arms House to your nursery.
Bandstand! Bandstand!
It's not a bandstand!
Not a bandstand? It's a little shed, mate.
Basically, where we are.
It's got some Greek writing on there, man. No, that's not. No, the restoration of the.
It's Latin.
Bun the Greeks.
Yeah.
Farm the Greeks, they never done nothing.
fuck you, no, one of them ones. I blame said it can't.
Yeah, Mongo brought. Oh, yeah, you just won, innit?
Yeah.
Mongo brought the NPC out.
Yeah,
man.
I brought the NPC out just because I just needed to do it.
Yeah.
Because we thought that we'd get Amber to rap in there.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Moving harder. Get munched by Carter.
You don't need no starter.
No starter.
Straight to the main course.
Tell your father. I'll rob his whole yard and bang your mother.
Only supposed to blow off the bloody doors.
Yes.
Carter.
Blow up the bloody doors. What, are you an immigrant?
Look at this guy.
Blow up the bloody doors.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Why are you dragging me out here, lads? What's going on?
We've been wanting you on the pod for a long time.
Yeah.
You're a sensational man, a stalwart of the London scene.
I hate that fucking word.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say that. I was hating it as I said it, but I'm trying to think. You're a dapper don of the London scene.
Easy.
A Bangor don, an originator.
You say a Bangor don.
Yeah,
Exactly. I'm banging the rock.
Oh, who was that tune you sent me? Was your uncle, you said?
Yeah, Mike Khan, my uncle.
He's got the blues.
No way, he is, man. He is the performer. Like, I could only ever want to aspire to be like
1983, man. Is it him singing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Khan. Right, so Mike Khan is half Bengali, half English, because my mum's half Bengali, half English. My nan was English. My nan was English. My granddad was Bengali. So that's how we are. So they're very lightly tanned on that side of my family.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Slightly olive.
But what's this about Khan?
Mike Khan. He is one of the first rock and rollers that was ever like mixed Asian heritage. But it wasn't even a thing. His music is just fucking amazing. He originally from Notts, we were. He came over and
Nottingham.
We've
got the Nottingham crew. We've got the Nottingham.
Radford, you get me?
Yeah.
Ice and Green. I'm a Ice and Green man. Before they knocked down the fucking housing estate, biggest housing estate ever.
Wow.
And he was a rock and roller from Highbury, man. What a voice, amazing voice.
Yo, sick.
Okay, we'll get definitely
the guitarist was decent as well. Yeah, the song's nice.
So he was called many things, his band. He called him the KK Khan.
No way.
Yeah. And then Mike Khan Band. Yeah.
I love that. No, what we're doing here, I'm the daddy, right? It's called the Mike Khan Band. If you don't like it, I'll get another drummer.
You're the band.
Yeah. Yeah. The name, do one, bro.
Yeah. You know why you're here.
Damn, that's deep. So you've had music around you your whole life?
Mum was into like rock and roll and jive and shit. And oh, bless you, son.
Easy.
Let's do that on the mic, though, dog.
Yeah. Right?
Come on. Can you hut over there? Oh, he's learning Arabic.
Yeah. Imshi.
Listen. I've said it before on the pod, I'm not very good with big dogs, yeah? But I know, I feel calm and chill with this dog because I know Mongo is very good at training him and
let's talk about the training.
And he's an intelligent.
Yeah, I set up a thing a few years ago called a Fambuli. It's a play on the word family, isn't it? Fambuli. Yeah. Mi Fambuli.
And
it was basically to go around different areas and for me to bring trainers in. Shut up! What a nonsense!
I want to dance with somebody. She's singing Whitney Houston.
So you can go in the bush.
Hey, Whitney! I'll give you a 20 rock to fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. So Fambuli was a thing that I brought up because I wanted...
What's that?
Sorry, phone's on silent. Technical gremlins.
Sorry, mate, you can't call me right now. So Fambuli is something I've brought out so I could bring trainers to different areas to train people, especially with their bullies, move. Because we saw what was going to happen with the bullies and we knew that shitty ownership was going to put us right back to where the pit bulls were.
Yeah.
And the Dobermans before them, the devil dogs, and the Rottweilers and everything else. So, yeah.
I mean, do you think they make particularly good pets?
They're like wicked. They're big, lazy staffs.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's what they are. They've been bred to be...
I don't get it. They're related to staff. There's so many dogs related to each other. All the staffs and bullies are related in some way.
Yeah, I mean, staffs, pits, bullies, bulldogs, American bullies, they're all more or less, they're coming from the same lineage. But these dogs were bred. They wanted to take out the tenacity and the drive and the prey drive and whatnot from these dogs, make them more companion-based. And
wait, they were taking the drive out of which breed?
Out of everything that made the American bully or the XL bully. Because if you look at America, XL bullies will laugh at the size of the dogs over here. And the people that are breeding for size over here haven't really got it right. Some of them are really...
They're even bigger in America.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But you know what? People were breeding for size at first, and then they bred for colours.
Yeah.
And there was all sorts of things fucking up. Then idiots are out there breeding bald dogs, fucking fluffy Frenchies and bald Frenchies. I've seen a fluffy... fucking XL bully. If I see a bald bully, I'm going to slap someone. You know what I mean?
A fluffy bully.
Humans are fucked, man. They see something good and they want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They just want to, yeah.
It's a bit like when you meet your missus. She loves what you are and then she wants to change it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mongo would look good fluffy, yeah.
Yeah.
So look at the way he's sitting. He's like, he's too tonked to sit. You know what I mean?
Take a picture.
He knows you're talking about, you know, bro.
Yeah. I'm not showing you my batty anymore.
Stop looking at me ass. Dave.
I mean, they're fucking amazing creatures, man. But what do you say to someone who is fearful of big dogs, man? Because
depends if they want to talk or not. I ain't got time for them if they ain't got time for me. Some people are like, oh, I really like, I'm scared. Yeah. I say, why are you scared? Because I was attacked by one before.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many times have you seen dogs in your life and you wasn't attacked?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I said, how was you acting? But some people go, in the big dark. I'm like, yeah. Well, you've just made yourself really exciting.
Yeah.
I said, if you want to be invisible, come out of the way, Carter. I said,
you want him dribbling on the cable.
I said, the best way to be invisible to a dog is not to be exciting. Because if you look interesting, he's interested. Exactly. If you're exciting, he's excited. Move your big face.
I told you when I was coming up this path there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's Mongo? Where's Mongo? And some little girl is dusting out here. Holding her shit, flapping her arms, and I said, yo, look to the right, and there's just this dog going.
She was trying to take off.
I said, yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah. She ran down there, saw him, and started going, and then he was like, woof, what?
Yeah, I think that's part of my problem because, they can smell the fear off me, so I try not to.
Well, that's what you're saying.
I
think it's more like everyone's like, they can smell fear.
Mm.
They can smell bullshit. That's for sure. Yeah. Dogs don't lie. Like, they can tell who's a nice person, who's not, who's cracked out their nut, who's got hidden agendas. Yeah. Dogs are good judges of character, same like horses, but dogs are a bit more animated.
Mm.
So where are you still in Camden? Are you like around Camden?
I'm in Itchy Town, bro. I never
Itchy Town. This dog must be running the ends, running the bits.
No, because but you know what it is, yeah? When you have a big dog or a muscly dog, it's mainly the working class have had big muscly dogs. Right? That's what we do, son. Right?
Do you know what I mean?
And then we get looked at like, oh my god,
for protection. Angry man.
Well, it depends, like, because not always. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying? Because people ain't got fuck all. Mm. What are you trying to protect?
Yeah.
Someone really going to burgle your ass when everyone knows that you're broke.
Yeah, I guess.
No one's coming in out of the manor to drum your flat when they know you're fucking, come here, and you're still riding the rally burger.
Do you wish someone tried to burgle your flat and you were asleep?
No, not at all.
He does look like the one Brad Pitt had in that movie.
Yeah. He works up for clicks too. I do something called a dogtionary with him, yeah? Okay. So dogs can pick up any language you want. It's just what you mean behind it and what you can get them used to. And there's little tricks in that, but...
Yeah,
I speak to dogs in dogtionary. I teach people dogtionary to talk to their dogs.
Dogtionary.
Because you can do a whole sentence, like, and people don't realize a lot of the time when their dog's going to fuck up and they realize their dog's going to be naughty and they go, be good, you're a good boy, be a good boy. The dog's thinking, whatever I'm doing right now, you're saying I'm good for.
Yeah.
I'm good, I'm like, yeah, I'll do more.
Or
you get too nervous and you know something's got to happen. You've got to preempt. All dogs have got a dickhead license and they're going to flash their license no matter what. Yeah. So you've got to be like, okay, is he going to flash his license? I'll just give him a little check.
Be like Theme.
Yeah, I got a dickhead license.
Muzzle him.
I got a dickhead license.
They revoked your license.
Yeah.
Come here.
Give me a lick because he knows we're real recognised real. Yeah, isn't it, Carter? Bad man recognise bad man.
He's a fucking handsome dog bugger.
You don't wish someone were breaking the house.
No, not at all. Why would I?
Oh, I'd wish.
But here's the thing, yeah. I've had people say to me, you've got that dog for protection. I had some fucking pissed up dickhead. Like, yeah, bro, you don't want that dog for protection. Look, see me, I'll go home, I'll get a stick and I'll beat your dog. And I said, you know what you're talking about, my dog? Like, this is my family. I tied up the dog and I said, now what?
Yeah, now beat me with a stick, you little mug. Yeah.
You know, and it's like people don't get it. You think you've got, I protect the fucking dog. I've told people, I feed this dog, I pay his vet bills, I fucking house him. Who's protecting who here?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Although my dog is protection trained and I can train a dog to be protective or in situation, even he can search for things too. I can hide your wallet and he'll find it. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like he's trained, he's good. He's not the best trained dog, and he still has his own character. Do you get what I'm saying? So I know when he's going to be a
victim. What about your youths though? Is he well protected?
No, he's fine. He's fine, man. Well, that's the thing though. It's not because he knows that I step in and I take that position. He doesn't have to do that. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But then again, when we're at home, he knows it's his mama that's in charge of him.
Yeah.
Like, even though I tell him, like, it's like he does everything for him. If you see her and him, like, the bond is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like she don't really have to do that. Well, I train the fuck out of the dog. It's me in the sun, in the snow, 4 a.m. out there with a the dog. Everything I taught the dog, like, it's like she's not worked for it. She just got it all.
Yeah.
And he's like, you deserve my best behavior. And with me, he's kind of like sluggish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if someone broke in, he'd eat them.
Why are you so fixed on someone?
I'm just desperate to see, like, someone break in the yard.
What have you had?
What do you think? What about, like, raising kids and training the dog? Is there any correlation there at all?
Yeah, dogs listen better than children.
Okay, yeah.
And dogs don't use phones, so they're more into the phone.
So they're more alert.
Yeah, they listen to you. You know what I mean? Fair enough. I'll be there in a minute.
You're not on TikTok, Carter?
He had his Instagram and all that. I just shut it all down. It was bollocks.
Yeah.
Because
Oh, yeah.
What you mainly get is you mainly get people snooping on your techniques, which I don't mind if I'm giving out free techniques. It's not a thing. I'll give you a free lesson if you need one. If you're broke, come and get a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a thing.
It's about having a safe dog at the end of the day.
But I'll give people time in the street. And I'll be like, yo, listen, try this with your dog. Try that. Can I try something with your dog? It's just communication. A lot of the time, people's communication's way off, and the dog goes, what do you mean? And then you're angry with the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog, or the dog's barking his head off, and you're shouting at the dog.
Yeah,
dog thinks you're both barking at something.
I think you've got to be, to have any sort of dog, it's a tiny dog, you've got to be the mentality where you're the leader of the family, the leader of the pack, and that's the way the dog understands, man.
See, that's him. In my family, right, through my missus, my missus has got 8 brothers and 3 sisters, right? There's 21 grandkids in the family. This dog knows his place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he knows his place. He don't snatch food off people. He's not into nothing like that. He's not one of them scavengers. He won't sit there drooling.
Yeah, but that's because of you.
What? Why? Because I snatch the food.
He's busy.
Because he knows.
He's not left.
He knows he's not allowed to do that.
No, but
by the way, I got beer. Do you want a beer?
No, I don't drink, smoke, or do nothing. I'm a sober ogre.
Teetotal here.
Yeah, I'm totally talented.
I've got a little Corona.
I was gonna bring you. I didn't bring it because I had to go fucking Camden, August, before I come here with my son. And just, I was going to bring you bucket hats, family bucket hats.
No way!
Yeah, I was going to pass through Drummond Street and grab some samosas and some Indian mistresses.
Next time.
I'm just going to tell you about it.
Actually,
that's funny enough. You mentioned that people, giving us clothes and stuff. I want to give a big shout out to Mr.
Yeah, I see it.
Look what man's got.
Sent us a little gift package each.
Yeah, but I got the extras, didn't I? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Why'd you send in a little extra?
Man got the extras.
What's up?
Look at
those nose. Careful, man.
Fat boy 24/7. I look like old Bill.
Fucking sticker, man.
Yeah. I reckon that's a Henry. I reckon that's a little
thing. Nice one. He said to promote his Telegram.
Yo.
I don't know what that means. I know it's an app. I know it's an app, but... His Telegram. He didn't send me anything else. He just said, promote my Telegram.
Oh, well, then just say the name and people can find it. He sent me a fucking pack. I don't know more than him.
There we go. Go link him, man. The link's all below.
He's a great man.
Support him, man.
He's a sensational man. Thank you for the... I just got that today.
Another comment.
He's all right. He's out and about, that guy, man.
Yo.
He's doing his thing. So much love to him, man. And anyone else who wants to send us stuff, hit us up, man. Let us know. Send it in. Any nice hashish or something,
I'm going to get caught wearing this as a do-rag.
Oh, shit. That's what you should have done to get the Instagram popping. You had to dress up your dog, with a little hat on, put some clothes on him,
and the moist
get fans. Prancing about.
Put on him fucking
You'll get millions
on
of views.
Put a tutu on him.
Tutu, exactly.
Put England flag on him.
You want to wear a tutu?
Outside fucking Parliament. Yeah. Hello, baby, what? Do you like that?
What are you saying?
He said, where'd you put the pack?
Manus. He's like, yo, he's just talking.
Go find your bone. Go find your bone. Quiet.
You good, bro?
All gone. You don't want to cuddle me.
Don't be like that.
Oh, my fucking leg.
Careful.
Go find it. Yeah. Yes.
Yo, the jokest thing happened to me on the train just now on the way up here. So I'm sat down, and then on the central line, and then some dude sat next to me, came on. I can't remember which stop.
But all the seats are empty.
It wasn't empty. Anyway, he sat next to me and he had headphones on and it was hip-hop music. I could hear the hip-hop. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm usually trying to work out what they're listening to, just for fun, trying to pass the time. But then I look at this dude and he's just got paint splatters all over him. Yeah? And I think he must be a labourer maybe or something. But, labourers is usually white. But this guy had pinks and reds and greens, flecks and all this all over. I'm like, oh, this guy's blatantly a writer. Yeah, he's got his big headphones on, he's listening to hip-hop, he's nodding his head like that, and he's sat next to me, I'm like, yo, this guy's definitely a writer, so I give him a little nudge, and he goes like that, he looks at me like that, and I'm like,
you're a writer, like that.
And he was like, what, and he wasn't English, he was like Polish or something, and I was like, where are you from, and he goes, Poland, and I'm like, you paint like that. And he was like, no. And I'm like, what's all the paint on that? And he's like, there's a brand called D Squared.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just got bare paint.
It cost him loads of money.
You think it's his worst
right. Yeah. I thought he was a writer, man. And it was just a fucking brand that just had paint splats all over it. It's called D Square Austin.
Yeah, doctor, this is my painting kit. It's
big money.
Yeah. It makes me look like a dad's man. Yeah. Like,
so it's now style. Like, I remember looking like a mad tramp, like covered in paint and shit. Now that's fashionable now, apparently, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's crazy how these things work.
It's like ripped trousers and shit. I never got into ripped trousers, man. Yeah. If you had ripped trousers growing up, you was a bit of a skid mark.
No. I didn't. I wore my rips proudly because I made the rips.
That's different.
I didn't buy them. Yeah, exactly. I didn't buy them pre-ripped.
Back in the day, we used to cut my t-shirts like raggers. Yeah. Raggers, mate. You see my fucking vest underneath.
Now, you must have worn those trousers, the bullet holes. What do they call them? Bullet holes? They're like the reggae ones, super baggy ones. They also say reggae
with spliffy written on the back.
Yeah, like the spliffy style, but with like bullet holes on the front.
There was click suits back in the day. Yeah, it's corduroy click suits, man.
Yo, the click suits, man. Shit.
Fucking
hell. Yeah, tell us a bit about when you came over to London from Nottingham. Yeah,
I was age 7. We came from Nottingham.
Yeah.
We went straight to Packington Estate, the home of the NF. It was beautiful.
Damn.
Very character building.
There was NF near where I lived as well. They used to chase me down the street all the fucking time, calling me a packy and shit, man.
Yeah.
And I'm Arabic, and I'm not even,
this is what I tell people as well. It doesn't matter. If I said, no, I'm quarter Pakistani. I'm half Bengali and English. Not, they're not discriminating. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Bengali,
They don't give a fuck. You're packy. That's what it is. You have a lot of rows. Scraps on
the estate. So I was 7 years old, mate. Big men trying to throw bricks at me and shit.
Jesus.
Set fire to swings and say swing on them and all sorts.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah. Move.
You're right. Don't chew my laptop and you'll get it.
But that's
only can smell the fear of you.
But the thing is, though, there was an adventure playground down in Packet in the state called Baldwin Adventure Playground.
Yeah.
And Mick and Josie used to run it. And there was Bobby. She was a blackbird. She came from Notts as well, I think. And it was funny, but she was the only other blackbirds in the area. And then there was me and Obi. That was it. One black dude. 1 1/2 ounce of baccy, me and my brother. And then come summertime, my mum was cooking up rubies in the adventure playground.
Yeah.
And the smell drove her mad. Dave come out in their drives. Hey, mate, how's it going, mate? You all right, mate? I'm like, wait a minute. I was fucking, I was a target yesterday. Yeah. Now your belly's rumbling.
Oh, is it? I thought they were going to hate on the food.
Frey Mentos ain't doing it today. Fuck me.
No, they love the food.
They were going to hate on the food. Typical English person's like, I don't like Indians here, but I love a curry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Fuck me, yeah.
A lot of Belgian beer.
Is this fucking London or is it Dagestan? Yeah. Hey, like people go like Londonistan or whatever. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Londonistan, man. Well, all of it, we're everything.
Did you see the riots that the people had? The St. George's riots?
I saw, they kick off with the police for a little bit.
Madness!
Not really, which is crazy. Yeah. You know, the flaggophiles, the people call them flag shaggers. I say, let's just call it flagophilia.
Yeah, right? Or they call them? Gammon.
Yeah, gammon. Yeah, yeah. Gammon. I say, gammon, Arlene.
Gammon.
But, I think it's mad because, all right, the government's blatantly using the working class as a tool. Yeah,
of course.
It's always the way. Shine, there's a bogeyman and he's got a different culture to
you.
Dave's going to step up. Dave, Gary, and fucking Terry, they're had enough, mate.
The biggest cause of your problems is not the immigrant living next door to you, man. You know what I mean? Like, they're the gay guy down the road or whatever. These people, they're not your fucking problem, man. You know? But they want that bogeyman to make you look away from them.
Yeah, of course.
You're
not paying attention to them.
I want to give a big shout out to the students in America as well, protesting, holding it down. Salute, free Palestine. You know what I mean? I got my melon there.
Yes, man. I watched a video today, man. They were dropping fucking care packages in the water, in the sea.
Gaza.
How did we get that?
They killed two Palestinians dropping the fucking things.
Oh, one geezer said, "Yeah, thanks a lot, America, and thanks for the food.
Yeah.
But we'd rather eat sand and stop the war."
Oh, exactly.
Wow,
exactly.
Fucking hell, that's a fucking.
It's like they're dropping care packages and then dropping bombs on top of them, man. It's fucked up. But yeah, we don't like to get too political on the show, even though everything is politics at the end of the day. But
so you was born and raised in there.
Yeah,
yeah, I came to fucking.
When did the hip hop get into it, man? Or what was? I think first?
Like, so. I was in Clues Court in Packet, and I was about fucking 8, 9, and I heard. I think the first ever thing that took me was Tour de France Kraftwerk.
Oh wow!
That
okay.
took me.
Like, yeah.
Oh my god! I'd just play it over and over and over and over and over again because I. done a little pause tape.
Yeah.
I think it was, what was it? It wasn't Dave Pierce or something. I don't think it was Mike Allen. It weren't that time. It was before Westwood, definitely. And I fucking Tour de France, and I was like,
yeah.
What, on the radio, and you're pressing pause and record, and the play and record at the same time.
But you had to put a little
bit of tape.
Yeah, over the fucking hole in it.
Yeah. To allow you to record.
Oh, I loved it.
People don't understand.
Let's play a little bit of Tour de France. Yeah. Didn't that get sampled by Bambaataa?
We got sampled by everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry, my speakers are shit, but I'll play it properly in the head. You know this one here? Yeah, you know this one. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. What year is
this? Yeah, this is like,
I love it.
It took me, man. Listen to it.
Crazy. So ill.
Yeah. 80s.
Yeah.
It's just the synth. It just took me to another place as a kid.
And at that time, it was quite new technology.
Yeah, it's a bit Jean-Michel Jarre, isn't it?
Yeah, Jean-Michel Jarre, exactly. And a bunch of those French motherfuckers.
And fucking XLF, mate. And no, 19. But like, it seems simple, because that's why I love house. But like, acid, I was an acid edit. Like, as a kid as well.
Oh man, London at that time as well.
You was that way before hip-hop? You was into that?
I was into, I think, the electronic sound of hip-hop before hip-hop. The first ever thing I heard was Roxanne Shanti in a battle. Mm. And I was like,
wow. Where did you hear it?
It was a New York tape or something. It was on the radio, I take it.
Oh, right.
Roxanne versus Fuquan from Stetson Sonic. Fuquan later went on to be in the Grave Diggers.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But she batted him. Wow.
Yeah, she was a monster.
Battered him, bro. And I was like, whoa. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
2 minutes left, 2 minutes left, 2 minutes left. Take a deep breath. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Hit it.
I give you credit for giving a try, but Roxanne, suck my dick and die. You can't really rap because you ain't down, bitch. You not even the talk of the town. Two drums on the set and I'm your best bet, young ladies. Take it, I'll get you wet and I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck you down, Roxanne. Get your shit on now.
What? Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. You just suck a motherfucker and your little bitty prick. You ain't got shit with your little bitty dick. You told me to suck it, then you tell me to fuck it. Nigga, fuck you up. You can kiss my crack inside out and use your tongue, cause baby, I am number one.
This is fucking great. Because I used to do poems as a kid try and make songs and shit.
But
we used to go on demos and that, like, as youngins, we'd go on demos.
Fine. But then that battle aspect of it was so mesmerizing back then, when you were like, not only the skill of rhyming and all that, which we love, but then now you're cussing some guy and everyone's like, oh, every punchline and shit. It just elevated the whole thing, man. Yeah. It just made it so
exciting. That was me. And then afterwards I got into that, and I was a big Run DMC fan. I was well proud of my t-shirt. We slay all suckers who perpetrate and lay down over the city. I was like, happy with that DMC t-shirt.
Were you doing tags as well early on?
No, the first things I ever did as tags was I wrote M-O-E. So there was Mo, and then it was like Mo Rock. And then there was little Vince that would write Mew. And I was like, Mew, it sounds too much like me. Well, we're house.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mo Rock. But then I'd write it backwards on the flats in Skinny's mum's flats. And it looked like Mog. And people were like, Mog.
But we were like, you, Mog?
Mog. But then I was a proper Fisher Price. Yeah. But then like, and then I was doing these mad things. I used to bite that. I tell you what I like. I like Chucky's C. It was on Top of the Park. Chucky Rock C throw up.
Oh, shit.
I used to love that. Rock. I walked past it every day of my life back in school.
He'd passed away. No. Check passed away. Not Chuck. Sorry.
Let's praise the ones that are still there and they're with us. You get me? You send them love.
R.I.P. Check.
Yeah, man. I used to copy it. And then, you know that style of C? And you come back over yourself and you do like you look like, you used to remind me of Bubble characters. Like, you know that game?
Yes.
Used to fire the bubbles out.
Yeah.
You weren't an arcade head as a kid.
Yeah.
I bet you went to every lesson, didn't you?
Yeah.
We bugged off school all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Graph, I did some shit, bro. I was like, I made up a little crew and it was just me and the crew. And I was about fucking,
I love
12.
Those crews.
Yeah, best crews.
We're going to get this crew up, yeah?
No one can tell me nothing.
Yeah.
It was just around your
little I had to jump myself in.
Yeah,
and them times there, I was into like fucking De La Soul as well.
Oh,
I think De La Soul was the first record I ever bought.
Yeah.
The hip-hop record that was stolen off me by Eddie the Crackhead.
Eddie the Crackhead strikes crack again,
Eddie.
Yeah?
Crack Eddie, yeah. And, and it was like Daisy this, Daisy that. And I used to do this character, Daisy characters. You know what I mean? On my hippie bus. But I only did it in my ass and on the wardrobe, you know what I mean?
Okay, no, Tippex reaches on the school bag.
No, Tippex thinner, mate, across the road from school. Never mind Tippex. But I did go to a yard as a young'un.
Did you?
Yeah. I went to, I think it was Highgate or iBarney or some shit. Was it iBarney?
Highgate? Hasn't got a yard.
No, it was iBarney.
iBarney
I went to with RCS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sometimes there I was a pisshead. I think I had tenants in every pocket. I woke up on the hill. Yeah. I hope they didn't fucking jiggle me when I was asleep. I woke up on the hill. Who was there? Ease. I think Ease took me up there. Because he lived near me. I think we're not there.
So there was like an RCS affiliate, because I remember even Chester P on their first EP.
Yeah, but then it was different. They didn't know me from nowhere.
No,
he sort of dragged me along.
Wow.
But I do know that... Mace was just the biggest thing.
Yeah, Mace was like, huge. Yeah,
fucking huge.
Yeah.
And where's the M? From? The M there. North, see the M as
North
well.
North London.
Yeah. That little M with the jig jig in it.
Yeah.
That's them. To everyone was doing like them kind of things on letters.
Yeah. You went to a fucking yard.
I went to a yard.
Well, did you go in the yard?
I was about 13. Well, here's the story. I must have been drunk. We was waiting for that time, innit? I was on the hill. I fucking woke up. They weren't there. Well, fair enough, forget me, I don't blame you. It was this little Fisher Price coming with us on the pissed one, got tenants everywhere. And I went down into the yard and I seen them, I was like, yo, and they must have saw me and thought I was a yellow belly, bro. They bust.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, fuck this, man. I'm just gonna sleep on the platform till the train start.
Yeah, boy, all night.
Because I had paint stains on me.
Oh, shit.
Because I was doing dumb shit on the way.
Yeah.
You went in the yard?
Yeah, I was in the tracks, mate. I was there.
Yeah. We're talking mid-80s?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so it's relatively easy to get in and out.
It's about 80... Must have been about 86, 87 or something.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. I was about 13, I think. Something like that. They see me and they went, whoa, they all dust like... I was thinking, bro, you fucking cats.
Yeah.
I got nicked, you know, bro.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got nicked, man.
Just for having paint on you? You had
I was paint stained.
Like, super tenants, bro.
It was the tenants, man. The power of 10 ants.
Super tees.
But that was the ninja nectar. That was a fuel back then.
That's deep.
But yeah, man, that was the first yard I went to.
Slot,
I can't remember ever going back to yards, bro. Like, I wasn't even I've only ever done two pieces in my whole life.
Yeah.
I just like to criminalize and vandal. The damage part of it was fucking beautiful.
That's exactly what Billy Dan said from MOP.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't do many pieces, I just vandalize, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely beautiful.
We do them vandalize.
And I think there's nothing as beautiful as ink on a window.
Slides.
And especially even things like those little tiny white pentels with the round nib.
Boy. I like shop shutters pulled down with a load of reaches over them. Reaches everywhere, black and white and red reach on them grey metal shutters.
But it's true, I
never leave home without it.
That's a beautiful thing. These are like £7 nowadays, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, but
they go right up the sleeve.
Why have you given me this?
And I'm not giving it, I just because you.
No, you gave it to me.
You can have it.
You go and ask Pavan from Foreign Beggars about pens, though, right? Me and him in the pens. He's got a story, and I've heard him tell it twice, and I don't remember it. He's like, when I brought my CD, I see Mongo, and I give him the CD, and next day, 9 in the morning,
he's good impression, man.
He critiqued every song on my team.
He said that.
He said the next day, I'll see him somewhere else, and he's like, yeah, I've got on your pen. And he's like, yeah, get my pen back, Mongo. I said, what pen?
Yeah, that was it. That's what he said. And he said the mixtape was called The Abominable Flow Man.
He thought it was a shit name. I thought it was all right.
I thought it was jokes.
But then times there.
Abominable Flow Man.
We went to this thing. You know, I think I saw you the other day, the Foreign Beggars thing.
Oh, yeah, we was there, yeah.
he must have seen me come out of the cab with the missus. And he just gave me the biggest salam as a hello. And I was wow, this is beautiful. And he introduced me to every brown face in the fucking venue.
Brother to brother. Let me show you the other brothers.
No, you don't understand. This is Mongo. Yeah. I was like, whoa, bro. I don't think of myself like how you think of me.
He was seeing you, man.
I got a lot of love for him. Bro.
Yeah, he's incredible, man.
He took his time to approach me with music. Although he has given me music and I've made songs over him. He never did know. But let me tell you something. The thing that's about, I don't know if I'm allowed to even say
it. We played it on the pod.
Oh, you got something. Yeah,
we played it on the pod. The new thing. He said he'd done a project with Sonny Jim.
Yeah.
And he goes, only want brown people on the project. And then he played the song with you. Yeah. And so it's on the episode with... I can't remember which number it is.
Selling every money in the jiffy, and then I leave the country quickly.
Yo, where's the bargee? Split the dodgy, wacky backy, aggy packy, mango lassie, agrodeshi. Man's a menace, mind's a weapon, vibe's electric. Life is hectic until you hit it. Large, no stressing. What's the lesson? Heed the message, apply the pressure. He's impressive, he's a starny, such a geezer. Cheese from Charlie, easy money. Get your bees up, pro cash.
Was cold,
but yeah. So
I love it, man. Every time I see him, I go brown boy afternoon.
Yeah,
because you know, like get Black History Month.
Yeah,
I've got him. Well, give us an afternoon, will you? That's brown people. Just an afternoon.
Exactly. Just an afternoon.
So when I see him, I'm like, yeah, brown boy afternoon. We'll just have an afternoon, will we?
Wow. So it hasn't come out yet. That project should be coming out soon.
No, it's not out yet. Okay. I don't know when it's coming out.
And I rate Sonny Jim as well. Sonny's
good, man. He paints pictures.
Yeah, paints pictures. True.
Malbec.
He paints pictures, man. He's good at it.
Salute, Sonny Jim, Pap, all the crew.
Yeah, Rob the Watch Shop, rocking Birkins. You want to hear my verse? It's all right, it's mad still.
Yeah, we played it. Maybe I'll play another clip.
Yeah, as Pavan said, he mentioned my uncle in the track. I was in one of the tracks. I was like, where? I dug it out. He said, yeah, KK Khan with the strap or something with the Glock. I was like, what? I must have told my cousin. She was like, yes, keeping the legacy alive. She's super stush about uncles, you get me? I was like, yo, you know, someone mentioned, she's like, I expected to blow up, like, who did what?
Yeah.
She's like, yes, keeping the legs alive.
So what, let's give Uncle Khan a listen, yeah?
Yeah, what, this one, is this Amsterdam?
Yeah.
This is a track called Amsterdam from Angie's.
This is 1983.
1983, I think, in a place called Angie's Den.
Angie's Den.
I think that's where the place is.
Yeah, and Angie's Wokingham, 1983.
Track live. Called Amsterdam. Yeah.
KK Khan, Amsterdam. We love Amsterdam.
Listen for the switch, because when the music tempo switches,
yeah,
used to get me as a kid.
All right. Yeah. Well, my speakers on my phone are shit, but obviously I'll play it properly when the edit comes out. Let's see. That's really shit.
Blues, baby, blues.
Look at the way Senor Khan pops over to the mic. He's like, set me the mic.
That's literally your sister's, your mother's brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They kind of look the same, but not like that.
Yeah.
We've got similar. And my cousin does. Like,
is he a tall guy as well? Yeah.
No, short ass.
No, it's this
showman. And he's bad. He used to tie people up. You know he's an honorary blood.
And
Native American.
Jeez.
Yeah, they put him into the tribe and the bloods. They gave him their jackets of your honorary blood, mate. But seriously, they call him Clearwater in his tribe. I don't know what the tribe's called, but one of the Native Americans.
Clearwater.
What the hell, isn't it?
Yeah. Was he touring?
Clearwater Vodka.
Wow.
Yeah, his native name is Clearwater Vodka.
Good voice. He's feeling it.
I was a lonely man.
Was he doing lots of drugs and stuff like that, or now? Was he?
I don't think so. I think when he was like.
Has he got the sideburns? Yeah, he's got the sideburns rocking, hasn't he?
Everyone had the sideburns.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if he really fucking. He was moving beak or something at one stage when I found out that, I don't know though. Maybe it went in the fan. It's my turn, though, isn't it?
The next morning, I was outside in the pouring rain.
Everyone in blues is outside in the pouring rain. Mm. Everyone.
This is after he's been with a brass in Amsterdam, so the song says.
Oh shit. Mm.
I don't know what I did, but I'll never do it again.
What I did, I'll never do it again. I gave her money,
but I never felt any kind of shame.
Really?
Yeah.
I was alone in a foreign land.
The guitar literally isn't bad.
They named it Amsterdam.
I was going to say.
I've got a tune. You've got some people called City Kids. In a foreign
land, they named it Amsterdam.
She came like a dream in the night.
Big show, man.
The Lord wasn't looking back. She got down on her knees and looked up to me. Said, please will you stay?
Come on, baby.
Did you just do acid? I can't even say it. Did you just do acid?
Did I used to do acid?
Come on, it, mate.
I've done it once in Sainsbury's car park. I took half a tab.
Mate, I did acid in Brazil for the first time, yeah. Wait, let's listen to the drop first. The change up.
Your money. Come on, baby.
Yeah, I want to tell this epic story.
We call it Amsterdam. Fucking show, man. Just walking up to the mic and quiet. Good.
Chicken popping about like that.
Yeah, he's a popper, bro. He's a showman. Look, everything's a show.
He's the front man.
He's doing a bit of a what's his name? From the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. I'll take him home.
Don't be shy. I'll take you home. Give me your money. Come on, babe. I'll take you home. Money. I ain't got no fucking money. That's it. He goes back into his accent. He's
golden. He's
dope. Yeah, we'll play the real thing.
Yeah,
that was one of my favourite tunes. Like watching him, because watching him in pubs around Islington and all up and down Upper Street, here in Hounds, the King's Head. I sort of grew up in the King's Head pub. Remember, we used to go up and down in the Dumb Waiter when we was kids.
Oh wow!
And he'd sing in there. My other uncle George Khan is from the People's Theatre. He's a musician too, but he's from the People's Theatre. He's the bald fella that drives the spaceship in Fifth Element. If you look for the guy, he's got a big conk. Uncle George.
I got a connection to Fifth Element as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know Charlie something something, the guy, you know the monk, the main little monk guy?
Yes.
He has a sidekick, this guy with a bowl haircut. Yeah, he's there right at the end, I think, doing the water or something. Yeah, like, you know, right at the end. Yeah. He's one of the main characters. No, I booked him to play my warehouse party.
Not the Cockney geezer.
Yeah, he was in a band. What goes up must come down.
Right,
on the roundabout that you must go.
Oh, that's the younger, you're joking, yeah.
The younger guy,
too, with a bowl cut.
Yeah.
And he's in Cockney films.
Okay. So this guy, he's in Kneel By Mouth. He's in a bunch
you'll
of.
You have to show him.
Yeah, this guy, he's a really. But I owe him a canvas, man. Because I usually painted the walls with graph in the warehouse that we did the parties. Yeah. And I told him I was going to do, because his band was called North of Ping Pong, was the name of the band. It's a wicked song. I'm going to play a little segment here. It's fucking dope.
What goes up?
All right, get in the back now. Two, three, P.O.B. Oh, mate, this music's rocking. What is this, Black Uhuru or something? Oh, it's just a radio. Call out there tonight, huh? Oh, mate, thanks for stopping. I've just escaped from a lock-in. My body's hurting from body popping. You're the first cab that's bothered stopping.
Really?
Surely I don't look that shocking. I know my moves tonight were rocking, cause I came second best in a breakdancing contest. Spinning on my head like a boffin. At the garage, do you mind stopping? There's a girl in there, I've been clocking. She gets my ticker tick-tocking. I'll just pop in and get a bit of shopping.
Alright, no problem.
Then when she clocks off, she might come round mine and take her socks off and put on stockings. What? In the morning I've forgotten, and I wake up looking like Johnny Rotten.
Well, you're probably drinking too much, huh?
Let me tell you something, this is what I always say, right? What goes up must come down. On the roundabout that you must go round.
No, that's right, mate, that's
right. If you're a cat, then get told the dog pound. If you're in the dance, then dance to the sound.
Must come down.
Yeah, and And I told him I was going to paint it. And he was like, yeah, do it on a canvas and I'll take it with me and I'll use it for the tour. We'll put it behind the thing. And I was like, all right. But then I couldn't get a canvas in time, so I just painted it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, where's the canvas, man? Because he did it for, like, you know, basically for nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, I promised him this canvas, but I just didn't do it. And I said, I'll do it for you, man. I'll do it for you. And I never fucking got around to doing it.
But, yeah, man.
But anyway, yeah. So sorry.
Yeah, that's all, yeah, no, it's all right. But yeah, that tune there used to get me. And the other tune was, he does the theme tune for Scum, the film Scum.
Yeah.
Which
fucking
oh,
tool.
Shit.
It's fucking
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Danny. So he's tuned the Wide Boy. Look that up, Mike Kahn, Wide Boy.
Really? Yeah. He's on the film as well?
Yeah, he does the theme tune. Well, sings the theme tune?
He sings the theme tune to Scum. Yeah. Right, the theme tune. One of the most aggy films of all time. I've done the theme tune.
Yeah.
It's on the top of my CV. Do you know what I mean?
That's deep. I haven't seen that film in a long time.
Where is
your man?
What fucking talk?
No, but talking about doing acid, man, I got to tell this, man. When I went to Brazil, I had a girlfriend out there.
You've been to Brazil? And,
yeah, I've been to Brazil. I was there for a
while. That's nuts.
Yeah, I never knew that. Yeah, I never knew that. Brazil nuts. Come on.
Yo, actually, funny fact about Brazil nuts, yeah. Apparently, okay, if you have a wife who's highly, highly allergic to nuts,
given nuts.
Brazil nuts are so fucking like potent. You could eat Brazil nuts and then jizz in her mouth, and she will like get
die.
Anaphylactic what? Shock. So I'm saying it's the perfect crime.
You can. No, say you can.
Yeah,
like,
you can.
It's
weird,
but you can.
Yeah. You can do it.
No, officer. Yeah, she was giving me applause, and then she just fell over, bruv. Like, you know what I mean? I failed you straight away. Your body's still there, mate.
It's
what I mean?
The perfect crime.
What
I'm just
nuts?
Saying, if you wanted to kill someone, it was very
crime
illogical.
Of passion.
Yeah. A crime of passion.
I know nothing about no nuts. These nuts. You know what I mean?
But anyway, so I'm in Brazil now. It's New Year's. Yeah, and I'm with my girl, and we go to this house party.
Is she from Brazil?
Yeah, she's Brazilian.
Big cooler.
And so we're at this house party, and it's all these dudes in there with their fucking tops off, dancing to fucking
funk.
No, to techno.
Oh,
yeah,
horrible.
Like they call it psytrance.
No,
yeah,
that's
psy-trance.
The horrible side.
They
of
call
techno.
It psytrance.
Like Germany, like
Gabba.
They love that shit out there. Anyway, and so they're all banging around, and I'm just sitting on the sofa, just going, "What the fuck am I doing here?" But then, and it's coming up to New Year's, so it's like getting to 10:30. Something like that, 10:30, almost 11, and then they start going around and they're giving everyone acid. Yeah, and I'm like, fuck it, I need something to enjoy this party. Yeah,
because it's that dry.
And so I was like, give me the acid. I'd never done it before. Bosh the a fucking tab, you know what I mean?
Like and a then, paper tab, a little square
yeah,
Bart
yeah.
Simpson.
Let it melt on your tongue and shit. And so I'm sitting there waiting for it to kick in, and then it gets to about 11:30. I still don't feel anything, and then everyone just starts leaving the house, running out of the house. Everyone's running out, and my girl comes up to me. She's like, "Come on, quickly! We're gonna go to the beach, because on Copacabana, Ipanema Beach, that's where the big parties every New Year's. You know, when it turns 12, everyone goes down to the beach." So we run down to the beach now, and then it's like a custom there. Like when the waves come in, you got to jump 7 waves. And then you got to throw like flowers into the sea.
You got to throw flowers.
Yeah. He's jizzing his Brazil
sea.
Nuts.
Yeah, I got to put 8 bare Brazil nuts.
Give me your flowers.
And then you got to throw your flowers in this. And then I start coming up on these fucking on this acid. Now we're on the beach. There's thousands of people. And then the biggest firework display I've ever seen in my life kicks off. And I just have the fucking most beautiful night.
Peaking. What's your peaking?
Really?
Yeah, it was
I'm
fucking
peaking.
Amazing.
I didn't get anything from acid when I did it.
What?
Nothing. I took half a tab
you got
in Sainsbury's Chiswick car park.
That was literally some blotting paper.
I mean, I did it again.
A Bart Simpson thing on it.
Hey, Bart Simpson's was all right.
Full moon party in Thailand. There was a lot of people like dead from mushrooms. You had to go up this big mountain.
Oh, shit.
Get to this mushroom milkshake. And you're going up all these stairs and there's people just lying on these rocks fucking dead.
Yeah. I mean, I thought acid was basically like just strong mushrooms, man. I mean...
No, it's different, man. Mushrooms can give you belly aches. Acid used to give me back ache. But acid was beautiful, Blotters. This is the small selection of acid we did as young'uns. Gorbachev's, Bart Simpson's, Batman's, Superman's, Purple Aces, Purple Oms.
Gorbachev, didn't white it? Like lightning. A birthmark.
Yeah.
You've got to put it on your head like that. That's how you do the Gorbachev.
What are they? Fucking Phases of the Moon. Batman's and Joker's were great. They were. Bart Simpson's were good. Fucking hell. I gave my brother Chester a sheet of Dalai Lama's. I never saw him again.
I went to a place.
I heard if you do more than 11
trips,
you go mental insane. That's what I heard.
What about if you're already married?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all was good. Was I remember we went to, because Soul to Soul used to hold a rave. I think it was in
Soul
Dingwalls.
Soul to Soul?
Yeah, in
they
Dingwalls,
had a sound
right?
system, right?
They used to have a thing in Dingwalls. Me, it was me, Bald Harry, who else?
Bald Harry, right? Gaz the Chippy, do you know what I mean?
So yeah,
Brazil
Nut Bob,
Brazil Nut Bob, he was jizzing everywhere. Brazil Nut Bob.
We was coming up. We hit the lock. We was coming up, and someone just went, "It all looks soul to souly," and we just started cracking up. It was like I told people in the queue, it was like pissing ourselves, and someone went, "Mono, not a boy," and I just went. What the hell in there?
Jesus.
Call me a dirty boy. I was just laughing. Was wondering. Someone went, they all look so disholy. And we was like, No, not him.
They all look so disholy.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Or we see two guys.
They're like nice and a bit moist. They're so disholy.
No, I don't know. So it was, I can feel it right now. It's coming up.
What's the name of that
guy? They had the funky dread as their emblem, right?
Yeah.
Skinny as a youth, had a leather jacket with the funky drink logo on it, right?
Yeah.
On the back, what, hole in the back?
Yeah. About 2 years ago, me and my missus were somewhere, and I see a girl, and I went, oh, she had the fucking same jacket.
Oh, shit.
And I swear it wasn't made like that. It wasn't even a thing. They didn't make it. I went to her, where did you get your jacket? She went, my dad, he was into music or something.
You said, shut up.
I was thinking, fucking,
maybe
I took a picture
of
it.
Jacket.
Maybe it's Skinny's kid. Who knows? No, but I think I showed him. I was like, fucking hell. He was mad.
Damn.
But yeah.
How did you meet Skinny?
I went to... So, all right. So, from Packerton, I used to go to... I went to different schools. I went to Hanover. I went to Laycock. Laycock School was where I met Intense from the Berry Crew.
Yeah.
I went to school with him. And then I went to secondary school. My mum shipped me off to this fucking boarding school, which was out in Ipswich, which was full of Londoners.
Uh-huh.
And it was an Ilya-run school. So the only Ilya, Inner London Education Authority.
Okay, yeah.
Around the times of the GLC, Greater London Council, where they used to pour money into youth projects. And they just did loads of shit and free shit for families. And South Bank was the place to go. Yeah, fucking Labour.
Yeah.
And I must have gone to this boarding school for a year, fucked off, come back and said, now, fuck that place up, mum. She put me in George Orwell's school. And I think Skinny had just left and started bunking off. And I went there for about, not even 6 months. I went, fuck this, let's bunk off. And then we were bunking off, but we'd be like across the road from school.
Yeah.
And then teachers would come out and see if we were there. We'd be on the roof of this little fucking pavilion like this. But me and him used to bunk off. I told this story before. Me, him and Elizabeth Troy, she's a singer, great fucking singer. She sung Greater Love. You know
Elizabeth
the Jungle Tune?
We played it on the last one. Shut up.
We played that song on the last pod.
Two episodes ago in the warehouse,
so,
we played that.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the one.
Love that tune.
Just take
a
song.
I wonder who the fuck she was.
Yeah.
Finally come around.
Yeah.
So I'd beatbox, he'd rap, she'd sing.
And she was on the...
Wait, you'd beatbox, he'd rap, she'd sing.
And J. Cole as well.
Yes, yes.
He's
oh, my day.
Incredible song.
I was on the pill when I was.
But look, so what, we touched a little bit, because I don't know how long we've been rolling for now, man. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Let it roll.
Once you linked, like, were you there at the founding of Mud Fam and all that, or what, did you join it?
So originally it was the Fire Posse. We were the FP.
Okay.
Which was a group.
Who's
was
that?
Well, even before that.
Do you remember SP back in the day? Sherpunjab. No. They were like a gang. Sherpunjab.
No, but I was thinking of the Holy Smokes the other day. Do you remember the Holy Smokes?
No?
There was the Asian Dawn and the Holy Smokes. Back over here, there was the Holy Smokes back in the day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Holy Smokes.
What was the first one, the Asian Dawn?
They tried to say Asian Dawn, but there was the Holy Smokes back in the day.
All right,
I don't know if they're a Bengali crew, but the
Holy
Smokes.
That's a nice crew name. I like
that. Yeah, the Holy Smokes, man.
Wait, sorry, Fire Posse.
So Fire Posse was like Finsbury Park days early out. There was loads of us. Like, fucking, there was a good fucking... Like, at one time, there could be more than 100 of us going somewhere.
Wow.
Them days there were like steaming West End of that. when you used to steam the shops. It's what the kids ain't quite doing now, but they're sort of doing
it. They are a little bit.
No, but they're going for train. They're going for fucking tracksuits.
You've seen the ones in the Apple store because the Apple employees, they're not allowed to touch them. So they're just running in England.
But it's still just display items. I mean, they shouldn't be doing it. It's very wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
But if they were to be, don't do it. If they were to use their fucking heads, because just remember this, 5 kids shut down Selfridges because they were swinging knives around.
Mm.
Yeah, 5 kids did that on the second floor or whatever. So 15 went down to the jewellery spot.
Uh-huh.
That would be a good film, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's going to be like Pass It Over, bruv.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they just went... They were doing it in Westfields for a bit. They were going in Peds.
Going through
the shops for Rolexes and that.
Yeah.
They did it quite a few times.
I'm not saying I know who did that. Yeah. So, Fire Posse, we was like a big crew. We were all raggers. We had pin tucks, diamond socks, fucking Argyles.
Diamond socks, bruv! Get me!
Fucking... So we'd go West End Rays, we'd go Westwood and whatnot, and we'd do certain things and that. But we were like dancers. We'd all dance.
Uh-huh.
Like we all knew. When the new shuffle came in, come here! We'd be doing the new shuffle. I had a dance. I can't even do it now. My leg won't do it, man. Yeah. I had to dance with the Honey Monster.
Skanky leg.
Yeah, skanky leg. What it is, thank you. Now I'm doing the ACL skank.
But we'd
fucking mob up and do shit.
Yeah.
But Mudfam came out of something else.
So, it wasn't rap. This Fire Posse was just doing shit.
No, the Fire Posse weren't really a rap thing, although we did do...
This is like the beginning of MOP. We did rap or get licks.
I think I spoke about this somewhere else. We did rap or get licks. So, like, we'd be in the lift. When we're going in the lift up to Skinny's mum's house, someone would just go... And we go, oh, fucking hell.
You got to rap or get licks.
And then we'd be like, go on. And I'd have to start rapping. And if you don't rap, you get licks. And that's how people love got that. Good rappage. Yeah. Like, move with your big self.
Rap will get licks.
Yeah, rap will get licks. And that's how people's styles got honed. Like your freestyle abilities and everything else got honed because nobody wants to get licks
for
14 men in a lift. Come, Baba, move. Good. Yeah, 14 heads in a lift.
We didn't have birthday beats. Rap will get licks.
But we honed our styles and that. And then, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, so it was good, really. All right, car, baby. Your mum is coming to get you.
Skinny was in Fire Posse.
Okay. He was an integral part. His mum's house was the house.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And then be like rooms full of goons.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Yeah. And then like we were like in our 13s and that. Then we'd fuck off and we'd go and nick cars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or you know what? No one ever talks about it. In Finsey Park, there was a yard, right? And I remember it. Someone said it was called DIR, Demon Iron Railways, right?
Yeah.
I think Sub on our back.
Yeah, big
Sub. So like we'd go in there, and that's where the Ford, the cargos used to stop with the Fords on it, and we'd go in there and nick the Ford searchers, the stereos out the trains and that. But that place there, I've never seen a photograph of it. Anyway, it was battered to fuck. It was like everything was battered, man. In my mind, it fucking I could just see it. It was beautiful.
Where was that?
That was Finsey Park. And what it is they put a block of flats over it now. But I remember it, DIR. It was a beautiful place, man. First, like, track sides I really went. We'd go in there, middle of the night. You'd get coat hangers, and then you'd snap them, make them into this shape. You'd do a little fucking thing here, and then you'd get two of them. You push them into the stereo, because all the keys and everything, logbooks, everything was in the cars. You just got that. Dunk! Pull out the thing. Car. You got your stereos. You got fucking 20 of them. Go sell them as kids.
Do you remember taking your stereo off your fucking car so someone would nick it? Exactly. You had the whole pull-out one, and then eventually you had just the frame one.
Yeah. Well, so
you managed to be bowling around, like, holding the fucking. Someone will nick it. I live in Bush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but people go and just take your back bit. You got the face. Don't matter. You can have the face. The back bit's worth money.
Is that
too.
The back bit? Yeah.
They'd still pop it out.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted the Kenwood face.
No, the Alpine glass touch. With the glass buttons. Ice touch. But if you don't take it right, you slash your whole fingers off with them.
Does he do any tricks?
You can spit your fingers out.
You can't get into like, the size of play the dead and shit.
He does do tricks, but we call them skills, not tricks.
I remember him on his Instagram page, but he was a lot smaller.
Oh, look, he's going to go nuts now. Watch. Wait, let him see.
Oh, right. Is this someone's turned up. Hello.
It's Mama. Hey, Mama.
Mama.
That's here.
Mama. What's your boy, young fox?
No way, he's got a faulty.
Come, show the camera, Carter. Mother brought your fox.
Just so you know, we're filming, recording. But please come, here, come baby, in, come get involved.
Oh, she will not. No, she won't. She's calling back. Nah, you're fucked.
All right. Shit.
Where's Foxy?
Yeah. Yeah, you got your Foxy.
Good boy.
Foxy. Yeah, Mama's come to give me Teddy. Look, come here. Come here, look. So this is the big brute of a killer.
Yeah.
And this is what killers play with. Your Foxy Loxy.
He's protecting his mother.
You know, yeah, we can start winding down. Yeah. I was thinking, if you don't mind, Mongo.
We haven't talked about anything.
Yeah, I know.
No, we'll
do another one.
Well, of course we'll do another one, man, without a doubt. But I was thinking it would be fun to do. We do graffiti critique here.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
People send go on, in their graphs.
I just want to be tapas.
Yeah. Oh, we got tapas, actually.
We got new tapas.
I think we do have a new tapas. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Sure.
Let's see, Graf. Are you doing it on your phone, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Theme first. I'm going to show it to Theme, and then
oh,
you let
shit.
Us know.
It is a tapas, bro. It is a tapas.
Describe it for the people just listening, yeah? And then we'll go in on it.
Big up look King at tapas. The P, bro. It's so good.
He always kills it with the
tapas has said sign in. Always kills it with his
but
pee.
The pee looks like a worm now. And I like the way you like the
describe it first. Like, what does it look like? It's a chrome fill, black
Super Mario.
It looks like Mr. Men. It looks like Mr. Men to me.
Super Mario 2 with those things that will come, the snakes that will come out of the sand. It looks like that.
Tell you, it looks like a worm, doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a tap. I would call this a throw up, but he's kind of filled it in.
Yeah, throw up your dub with black outline.
But
red
the red
one.
Border.
Yeah. It's not barely touching
it's
the outside.
It's burgundy. It's not red, it's burgundy.
Look at these
burgundy.
Gaps here, though. You see this huge
oh,
gap?
Oh, yes.
Look at that.
He's not even
feeling the chain. No shadow in there. Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I like the white in the blanks.
The S is so good. Okay.
I think he's listening to you, though.
But this is illegal. This is definitely illegal.
No, it's not. He doesn't do legals, man.
I'm saying it's illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He doesn't do legals. That's a legend of tapas. He doesn't do legals.
Oh, look, we've got a little Robin here.
He's going to try and lick.
Come on, if you put your hands on my finger.
It's not often you see a Robin, is it? What do you think you are?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Doolittle.
Yeah, he's never going to do that. He's never going to do
Mr. Hamdullah Doolittle.
That set him off. Hamdullah,
he's now going to stare at himself.
He's going back to tapas.
Big tapas.
It's a tapas throw up. It's
I can't,
got a bread
you know
border.
What?
I can't say nothing.
I can't say nothing. He's a don. What was he going to say?
Arms house to your mum's, to your mum's house, to your mum's, to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's, to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's, to your arms.
Spot in Regent's Park, yo. You get spot in Regent's Park, yo.
Come on, let's do this. I'm not trying to give in.
90s beat straight away, he makes it.
I'm used to the struggle, the hustle. Yo, flex like muscle. I'm bubbling. Fuck around, money, I be juggling. Like tatas. He's a muzzling. He's listening. You can tell the way there's friction in. Everything I say, there's no fiction in. Very true, facts. You relax. The way people rapping nowadays lacking. Everybody sounding the same on the track, yeah. Me, I keep it kinda different. See my life and time how I spent. I am no longer indecent. I have not struggled with dissent. No, you see the scent of this rhyme is pungent. Run from the dungeon where shackles was round my leg piece. But now I emancipate my headpiece. Yeah, I shave off the follicles. When I feel wild on stage, grab my follicles. Excuse me, you wanna follow me? I don't mind though. I got eyes at the back of my head, you know. I can see what you're up to, red light. People never wanna be like me, but they wanna be around me. Likely, I used to be
likely
fuckery, but nowadays you wanna spot me. Touch me. Jeez. From a distance. Wonder where your watch went. Oh shit, descent. I'm rather fuckery, crooked like that man's walk. See him behind you, watch how man walk. Keep it in eye view. When you see me, know that it's the MVD, it's longer. I like your fat cap chap and that neckerchief. Look kinda good when your foot tap. I like that 80s style key ring. Look like telephone ting when it ring. Hey yo, Fee, do a better rap than we did a minute ago. Show them a show.
Show them a show. I got a different flow that everyone knows. But I don't like to boast, I like to make toast. Yeah. Put some cheese and spread, then get leaves.
Spreadable.
And your style is edible.
Yeah, I spit it out, puke.
Puke it off. In my suit and tuxedo. That's how we flow. Oh, we're not back to flow again. Set the trend with a different.
Yeah.
Pen.
Yeah, my pen leaks ink stink on my page. Fuck around, I get mental. I cook it up like 10 lentils. Darn, where's the rice? Give me chapati. Too much, make me fatty. Oh dear, he must be a half ounce of baki. A roof rat. Yeah, true that. That's me. The fuck around, I make your nose like beetroot. Red, dripping. Fucking. It's not chapata, it's chapati, not chapata. Big like chabaka.
Chabati, make your girlfriend fatty. Backy,
yo.
Backy, fatty.
See me, it's that brown guy. Don't be trying to hang around, I. After dark, I get dodge. Fuck around, your jawbone dislodge. Oh, I've been known to be a tight bully. In places, I go with my dog bully. Fuck around, people say, yo, Mo, you're a bully. Yeah, understand me, bully. Yeah, I'm fully dismantled. My brother is really fucking schizo. He's been in and out that system for many years. Remember every day I drunk like 20 beers. They must have been the tenants, left no remnants. That means remnants. Yo, my style artistic like Rembrandt. But you don't remember me. I remember your aunt though, plus your uncle. They was like my youngers. I'm like big mon, granddad age, but I ain't got no grandkids. Fuck around, hit you with sauce pan lids.
Pan lids. Grandkids. I spit pan lids round your grandkids.
Yes, man.
He arms, damn did. Arms, yes, he arms, did. Damn arms, did. Go.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Arms house to your mum's house.
What?
Arms house to your mum's house.
What?
Arms house to your mum's.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?